Been a little while since we checked in with Tom Clasby, the Quincy Council on Aging director, for an update. So, Tom, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Joseph.
Good to see you. Unfortunately, still via the computer, but better than nothing, right?
I know. You know, it's absolutely better than nothing, and we're very grateful to everybody at QATV, what they've done for us. You've really been terrific in getting a number of our programs out there. You know, I mean, it's not as perfect as being here at the Kennedy Center, but it certainly is a big step forward, and we very much appreciate you guys have been just terrific all around for so long, so I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for mentioning it. We'll keep it up, too, as long as we have to, for sure. It's a good way to point out that you are in the office, but the center itself is closed still, right?
Yeah, the center is closed to the public. We're still operating. We're operating transportation in as much of a capacity as we can. We can't load up the vehicles, obviously. There's a limited amount of folks on the vehicles. But in the building itself, because the drivers, they don't come in and go out constantly, but they are in and out at least to pick up their schedules and then to return the keys at the end of the day. So the building itself is sanitized really twice a day. And then all the vehicles are sanitized, you know, daily as they go out. So, you know, we're doing everything we can. We feel like it's certainly safe in here. You know, and that'll be something that when we do eventually open, and I believe we will, we will continue with that kind of sanitation. I think I may have mentioned this to you before. Before COVID hit, I had a professional team come in and do a whole sanitation because I was preparing for cold and flu season. So we were a little bit ahead of the game. But that will continue really throughout as long as we're here.
Right. And, you know, any indication right now, Tom, as to when you might be able to start to let a few people come back in?
You know, let me just say this, and I'm not throwing the blame at anybody, but because I think this is such a crazy thing, and we've had to do things. And when I say we've had to, I mean basically the government and really the state government, without knowing what the outcomes will be. And so in a certain sense, everybody's kind of flying by the seat of their pants. So I'd love to have a very clear picture as to the scheduling of the vaccines, because I really believe that it's going to determine, you know, when we can open. I think when people can get vaccinated, if they wish to, and it's available to them, that'll be a determining factor as to when I can. And I haven't seen a really clear picture. It's funny, I'm watching some communities have it, some don't. I know that a lot of the paperwork has been done in some of the senior buildings here in Quincy. And it was CVS, I think, that is spearheading that effort. Right now, we've been telling people to communicate with their own personal doctors. But again, and it's not a criticism of the state. I wish, because I don't think they really know. I don't think they know how much that they have and how's the best way to distribute it. But I'm looking forward to having a very clear schedule as to when, so that we can kind of plan. Okay, so it should take X amount of months to get everybody, comfortable and vaccinated. Then we can open at such and such a time.
Right.
I don't have that right.
Sure, obviously.
If I were to guess, I'm hopeful, you know, in the spring. I can't imagine it would be before that. You know, I mean, there's an awful lot of people in the state. So,
do you think perhaps when the weather gets better, at least able to do some things outdoors at the Kennedy Center?
Well, you know, it's funny because some of the councils on aging were able to do that. We really have a limited amount of space here, as you know. We really just have the parking lot, which is could be dangerous to attempt. It's dangerous on a regular day, never mind. No, but just you see, because the health department's open and, you know, they have people coming and going. So we really couldn't, a couple of people had suggested, well, why don't you just block off the parking lot? Well, we can't because, there's people coming and going for business with the health department continuously throughout the day. And we have really limited space out front, and really nothing usable at this point out back. So we're limited as to what we can do. So I guess that the long answer I'm giving you, Joe, is I'm not certain that there's much we can do. However, I'm not certain that we can't do anything. Right. I think we definitely will utilize the Four River Clubhouse for pickleball as we have in the past. Mm-hmm. And then 83 Saratoga across from that, we have pickleball. When the weather gets better, they have always used that, but they'll be able to use that again. So, yeah, we'll see. Other than that, I'm not sure that there's too much we could do.
Yeah. What are you hearing in terms of folks who are dealing with isolation now, Tom? You know, I mean, the population of the Kennedy Center that you serve is the most vulnerable during this whole thing. It has been.
Right. You know, I was very reluctant to close, although I there was no way around it, you know. And I believe to a certain extent, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think the mayor was not, you know, happy about doing it. I think he wanted also to find a way, but there was really no other way than to shut down. So one of the things is, as I said, the staff is here. One of the things we've done is we make regular phone calls to our folks. We've also done cards to them, trying to just keep the lines of communication open. But it's of definite concern, and I don't know if we'll really know what the long-term damage is, you know, for quite a while. It'll be several years, I think, when they complete studies and look at it, not only to the seniors, but I mean, I think to school children too. It's funny, I have a nephew who's really exceptional, gifted child in terms of his IQ, but can have a few oddities. And I've noticed since he's been home, you know, like the other day I saw him and he was just staring at the wall, you know, and I said, "Peter, what are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I was looking at the Christmas tree." Well, I'm not sure he really was. I think he was just kind of lost in space there. That's just one example. But I think for the kids, it's been exceptionally trying and difficult. And certainly for the seniors who, you know, want to see their grandchildren and want to see their kids and, you know, very often live alone. So they spend a lot of time alone and have been stuck really watching the news. And I've been quite critical, and you know, I've always admired you, Joe, and I'm not to inflate the size of your head, although you're a very humble man, but I've always admired you, that I always call you, and I've said this to you many times, you know, you're like the last of the old time news guys that give the facts and try to keep the opinions out and inform people. There's been so much sensationalism. I was watching one of the local news stations, and they talking about the vaccine coming out, and I'm saying, you know, people are watching this and they're looking at that story as a light to the end of the tunnel, and the very next story was a guy telling them this is just prime for the black market, and you know, you're going to see it's going to be very difficult to get this because people are going to steal it. And I'm saying, you know, can you imagine a senior sitting alone, they've been stressed out by watching the news. All of a sudden they see a story that says there's light at the end of the tunnel, and the next, so we have a vaccine, but you're not going to be able to get it. And I thought, this is just crazy. I mean, it's not that every news station has been terrible. I'm not saying that, you know, but it's been frustrating for me, the sensationalism, you know, because I really feel like they've been playing on people's emotions. And it's not right. But not you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We definitely try not to do that.
I know you don't. You know, you're in a sense like local government. You get the biggest bang for your buck out of local government, you know, and you can't beat the local, you know, you can't beat the local QATV for the service you do for our community.
I can't help but think, too, folks who are suffering with dementia during this time must be very, very confused as to what's going on, because their whole routine has been upended.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, it's, I'm sure for the caretakers, that's very frustrating. Generally, you have to repeat throughout the day, just simple instructions. And a lot of times folks with dementia can't, for their own safety, can't be left alone, which means if you're going to the supermarket, you bring the person with you. And depending on how advanced that is, trying to get them to wear a mask, trying to get them not to touch, you know, things that they shouldn't, to understand the whole sanitizing, could be a real nightmare.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, the sooner the better with getting back to some sense of normalcy, certainly. You're planning maybe, you know, at some point, hopefully in 2021, a big party at the Kennedy Center.
Absolutely. You know, we ended, I think, with the St. Patrick's Day party, and then we were shut down. So we will definitely, you know, we're putting together ideas of how we could do this. I do. We'll just take the opportunity, Joe, that a couple things. Number one, We did have a very soft opening. I'll use that word. We had a couple of programs that we tried to do. We thought, well, let's see if we can bring some folks in. So we talked with Ruthie, and we felt the gym was the best place because of the space, because we could open the windows. And he hit the red right after. It was that same week. And so Ruthie felt that it was not good. It was too volatile a situation. So we backed off from that. However, as many people know, we do the 10th of April. We'll be well, not possibly. We will be. It may be around the April, not April. She's February. I'm rushing through the year. that will start an appointment only, and it will be a drive-through. So a person could drive here. We'll have a person go out, grab their information, and then bring it into our tax preparers. They will do that. And most likely, either the person will go home and then come back to pick up the return, or possibly stay in the parking lot in case any questions. If the preparer has so that's a scoop for you, Joe. We don't have the fine details as to exactly when we're going to start. We're just working through the whole process. We'll get that word out there. In fact, I'll get that word to you too. It'd be really helpful if you could get it out there as to when we have a specific date that will start and a date when they can call for to start organizing the appointments. A lot of it's depending on what's happening in terms of the paperwork that has to come from the IRS and all that. So there's a little bit of a, you know, it's not all in our hands. Otherwise, I'd probably be able to give a very clear date. Sure. But we're excited that we'll at least be able to do that. It's one of the longest standing programs in the Council on Aging, and it'll be interesting to see if the new administration will widen the date of April 15th turned into, I can't remember, was June or July or August.
It was July last year, yeah.
The current administration had put in, President Biden's administration will also, you know, realize that we're not back to normal yet.
Well, talk about groundbreaking at the Kennedy Center, drive-through tax preparation. I think some of the tax preparing agencies might take note of that and start their own, Tom.
There you go. Yeah, we won't have drive-through coffee, but we'll have tax prep. Yeah.
Yeah. Has there been any talk of vaccines being given out there at the Kennedy Center at some point?
You know, that goes back to a little bit of what, you know, I was saying before, that we don't really have a clear picture as to how it's coming down from the state. And that would, we would certainly be, you know, we would be willing to do that if the mayor wanted to do it, and if it was the health department's call. in the past with the flu vaccination, they used to do stuff like that. Yep. And what it would do is the state would supply the health department with the vaccines.
Right.
They stopped doing that a number of years back. And part of the reason was it was so readily available at pharmacies and everywhere else. But it wasn't the city that stopped it. It really was the state stopped providing the city with the vaccines. And I haven't had any word as to whether or not they're going to supply the cities with the vaccines. If they do, we'll be happy to do it.
Okay, yeah, I know. And the state is, you know, turning to the federal government and saying, give us some guidance.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I know you're saying the same thing in terms of no one's blaming anybody. This is new territory for all of us, you know. It's, you know, but we just, hopefully it'll be figured out soon and things will get back to normal.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to leave with folks right now, Tom?
No, just, you know, to people know we're still doing our newsletter. We're getting it out there, you know, in the banks and in the stores, and we have it available here. Even though the building's closed, we put it out daily for people to come by and pick up. And we're still trying to put out pertinent information. If they need something, certainly call. We're still doing all the referrals to, you know, Meals on Wheels and Social Elder Services and legal services and stuff like that. So we are in the office and we are taking calls.
Okay. And the best number for them to do that?
617-376-1506.
All right. Good to see you. Appreciate it, Tom.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward, Joe, when I can shake your hand again and be in studio.
Likewise. I will really be happy when that day comes, and I know it will.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. My best to everybody there too.
Thank you. Same to you and yours.
You bet.